is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay. Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me, of course, is Art.
Hello.
And Mike.
Oh.
And this episode, we are doing one of our classics, Whatever Happened To, where we bring up old stuff. I always bring up old shit. And, we talk about it. That's what we do. Should we jump right into it, fellas? What are you guys drinking? I'm drinking a new Blue Point Oktoberfest in August. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same here, dude.
Suck it, summer.
That's what I'm doing. Sucking a summer. Got it.
Ayo. Yeah, I got the new stash I'll be bringing you guys this weekend. We're going to go, me and Mike are going to go check out, go drink with Straight No Chaser again in Atlantic City.
Yeah, are we even really going to go to the show?
Hang out with the 60-year-olds that are selling concessions like we did last time. That'd be great.
Yeah, totally.
I know my wife wants to go. It's just she could throw her bloomers on stage.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, can't wait.
Her maiden forms.
I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna try to pace myself this time.
Yeah, maybe you'll see midnight this time around, Mike. I don't know.
Well, God, if the show was a little bit more, better. Wouldn't have to drink so much during an intermission.
That's true. Well, the problem this time, I don't know if they're going to have the lobby TV cam set up.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, a freaking casino drink's going to be like $20 a piece.
Mm.
You have to load up beforehand.
Damn. Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be some Blue Point left for Mike to bring you back, Art.
I appreciate that. It's not going to happen, but always hoping against hope, right?
I'll apologize in advance.
Art's going to have three empties and like one half a bottle left of his case.
It's still warm.
Yeah.
So we'll report on that in the coming weeks. So let's do this, man. Whatever happened to? Who wants to start?
I got a good one. Whatever happened to tree forts or clubhouses?
Yeah. I have a tree house in my backyard that came with the house, but it's just falling apart. It was already like on its way falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. Like the first week we moved in, it must have been a pretty popular spot for the neighborhood kids.
Yeah,
just like kind of, I don't know, walking around in the yard or whatever, and a bunch of kids come up like, hey, can we still use the treehouse? I'm like, no.
Next loser. Night you just got egged and TP'd.
Yeah, you like, totally,
no way.
Old man Jay is at it again.
Freaking liability on that, dude. Forget about it.
Yeah, I think that there you go, that's it. That's why they don't have tree forts anymore. Can
that's
you imagine
horseshit.
Some kid just like falls off because they're playing Dungeons and Dragons or Minecraft or whatever the hell these kids are playing these days, these unruly teens. And
wow, Art is so out of touch.
Yeah,
I know.
Art thinks kids today play Minecraft and a tree fort.
Minesweeper.
These kids and their Pong.
Yeah.
Kids and their Tang and their Nerf balls.
Whatever happened to my notions of what kids are playing these days, right?
These kids playing Pong in the alleys.
Alley Pong. I remember it well.
Playing egg catch in the middle of the city.
Knifey spoony.
You kids and your futuristic space ball games.
I would have loved if one of those kids was like, when he came up to you and was like, hey, can we still use a tree fort? And you're like, no. The one kid was just like, I got so much porn in there, though.
Can I please get my magazines out?
Yeah.
Mister?
Should keep them in the woods. That's where they're supposed to be.
My magazines now, punk.
Yeah. You didn't get good shit, like club, jugs.
Yeah, mine was pretty crazy, too. It was like, there's like a shed. It looks like they definitely, the guy who owned the house before us just loved to build things shoddily.
Yeah.
Like, all kinds of shit. Like, yeah, terribly. Like, wanted to do everything himself, but just really poorly. Mm. So, like, our roof has, like, seven layers of shingles, like, all, like, not in order and not straight. Like, he didn't bother ripping the old ones off. He just redid the roof by, like, nailing new roof on top.
Yeah.
Like seven times. Yeah, there's just all kinds of like bad, poorly done workmanship all over my house. And then the treehouse is no different. It's like a shed that they built in the back. And then there's like this weird, like covered, like diagonal ladder that you climb up to get to the treehouse. And the treehouse is just like a, just sort of a platform around the tree. Like there's nothing else covering it, but the, it's really creepy. Like if you look at it,
roof?
No roof. No, it's just like a, it's sort of like one of those like deer stands kind of.
Oh, it's an open concept. I like that.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nouveau riche.
Yeah. Did that have any duvets or?
Tree fort bidet.
Yeah.
What's the sunlight frequency in that thing?
Sunlight frequency. When you have a tree fort, does it add value to your house? Honestly, that's an honest question.
I'm going to guess it detracts.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a liability, man. Totally.
Even if it's a good one with like stairs and
even
railings.
Even if George Washington built it?
Yeah. It has some historical value.
With his wooden teeth?
This was Grover Cleveland's treehouse.
Perhaps if it was Taft's treehouse, then you know it would be structurally sound.
There you go. Oh, fat jokes, Jay. That's what I... Fat jokes. That's just what I expect from you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah. I haven't seen a treehouse, a working, in-use treehouse in ages. You're right.
There's one that I see, and I don't know if it's a treehouse.
Was that your like dream on the plane during the Inception moment?
No, or if it's a, like a lookout post.
Call back.
I've no idea. I drive to work, and there's this one that's... You ever see the ones that are like... That are built in a tree, and they have the siding that's the same color as the house itself.
On the treehouse?
Yeah. Like
treehouse with siding?
Treehouse with fucking siding.
The fuck out of here.
Yep.
That's the entrance to their bat cave.
It probably is. I have no idea what the fuck it is.
You know what? I know of another crazy, insane treehouse. It's like three treehouses, and they're all connected by like a bridges and stuff.
What?
It's right behind my in-law's house in Long Island. Nobody's ever in it.
Dude,
I saw one in Endor like that.
That's it's like an Ewok village. It's sick.
That's where our next fucking live show is.
There's a shiny robot telling all these little furry kids what to do.
Chitota! Zoom!
A lot of ghosts back there, though. Weird. You know, this one is elaborate. It really does look like that old Ewok, you know, playset that they used to have. It looks just like that.
That's awesome. Dude, I would love to...
Shitty music coming out of it, though. Yeah, I'll definitely show it to you guys next time. I forgot about that. Next time we're hammered after Cask Fest.
Yeah.
Three of us are going to falling out of Ewok treehouses.
Firebomb it. Just off cocktails. This is because she never loved me.
Art's going to start building his freaking AT-AT now. Sorry, Art. That's what are the two-legged AT-ATs called? They're not AT-ATs.
I'm not going to get made fun of. We can move on. I already got yelled at for the Minecrafts.
Yeah.
Are they AT-AS?
They tatas backwards.
Art, what do you got?
Whatever happened to battle axes?
like that's what you call your wife? Or the old battle axe.
Well, yeah, that term, you don't really want to hear that anymore. But also, too, like, the actual battle axe.
Good question. Whatever happened to battle cats, also?
Mm. The armor was too expensive.
As an actual tool? Because could you use a battle axe to, like, chop wood?
Could.
You could.
Yeah.
There's an uncomfortable amount of silence at the end of the question.
Well, I was thinking. You know, that a battle axe would be great if you had two trees, like, side by side that you wanted to cut down. All you do is go back and forth.
There you go. Double of trees. Maybe it was the beginning of the assembly line.
Yeah.
As axes went.
Dun, 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 dun.
From, from. Fucking greatest factory song ever. Yeah, battle axes. Shit. Those things are fucking scary.
Actually, what would you rather have, a battle axe or a trident?
Ooh, depends where I'm fighting.
Under the sea.
Battle axe.
Love it. Jay against the grain. Love him. Love it.
My old band Gobble had a song called Battle Axe.
Was it about somebody's wife or was it about a battle axe?
Well, you just have to listen and find out, won't you?
Oh, radio tease!
Coming up in the next half.
It'll either be at the end of this show, or you can go on iTunes and buy it, or it's in the monster folder.
Love it.
Yeah, look up Gobble on iTunes. We're actually on there, believe it or not.
It's like choose your own adventure for music.
It is.
It's great.
I love that people can buy the same music of my ridiculous joke band from like 1999.
Yeah.
The same place you could buy Justin Bieber music. And it's the same price. You can buy my song, Battle Axe, or Unicorns Are Gay by Goblet. Let's see if there's a copyright. No, not even a copyright. So you go ahead and bootleg it. But yeah, for the same price as whatever the new Justin Bieber song is.
Yeah.
I'm a bootlegger.
Same worth.
Progress.
Same worth, people.
Progress. Society is moving forward.
All right. My first one is very specific mall stores.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something that I wrote down, but okay, go ahead.
For example, Just Shirts or Sid's Pants or Orange Julius.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They're just merging.
But they also had ones that had a lot of weird things together, like Fluff and Stuff. Do you remember that one? Did you guys have that one?
No.
Fluff and Stuff was like a weird toy store / tobacco store newsstand kind of thing. So it's like stuffed animals and like tobacco. Weird.
It's a good way to smuggle it in prison.
I remember that's where we would go to get the Smurfs when like the little Smurf action figures came out the first time.
Oh yeah, I got.
Remember they would kind of release them like one a week or something. Yep, like yep. They're actually kind of collectible. Yeah.
Like Smokey. Like,
oh dude. Yeah, Smokey Smurf.
Marlboro Smurf.
Actually, the Indian one was called Smokey.
Smokey.
The
Indian Smurf.
Wow, wow. Winston-y.
Hey, old. Cigar store Smurf. But yeah, weird. Fluff and Stuff.
Fluff and
but
Stuff.
Yeah, Sid's Pants. That was a store. And then it was right next door to Just Shirts. In all seriousness.
Joe Shirts or Just Shirts?
Just Shirts.
Just Shirts.
Just Shirts.
Yep.
Sid's Pants and Joe Shirts? You're just wearing somebody else's fucking whole outfit.
That was pretty much the 90s, though, right?
Monopoly on all clothing.
Steve's next to Steve's hats, Sam socks.
That's true. We still have lids.
Lids. Yeah.
Just hats. Just hats was the original name. They're like, nah.
There's a place down the road from me called Caps and Hats, so they get really specific.
What's the difference?
Derbies.
It's caps and hats.
Yeah.
Dad's sure, derbies.
Captain hats. Like captain. Captain hats.
Captain hats. C-A-P apostrophe and.
What if it could be cats and hats? That would be a weird story.
That would be.
We only sell cats and hats.
Maybe cats wearing hats.
Cats in hats.
Cats in hats is really how you say it.
And that's what they Cat sell. Stevens own it.
Yeah. Just cats, pictures of cats wearing hats and Cat Stevens records. That's it. That's all I sell.
Usopp's kennel.
I love it.
Pet store always sells cats wearing little hats.
That's it. Cats in hats.
I would say the only store that's very Pet similar spending. Besides lids is Batteries Plus. Do you ever see these stores?
Oh yeah, they just sell batteries.
Yeah,
and it's an actual store. It's not just like a kiosk.
No
kiosk. These are actual stores. It's a chain. It says Batteries Plus.
Batteries Plus. They sell just batteries to everything. Like you know, the elusive. Quadruple A.
Yeah.
How many different batteries could there be?
There's a lot.
Or a whole store.
Like specific kinds. Like think about your cell phones alone. Like there's like different batteries for each type of cell phone.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's weird.
There's a store on The Simpsons called Just Rain Sticks.
It's a good one.
I love that one.
I like when they had stores with like etc. on the end.
Yeah. Like, what was it when cards, etc.
Yeah.
What was
cards,
Flanders store called? The left one?
The Leftorium. That was just for left-handed. It was left-handed things only. For left-handed people. There's one episode where he's talking about buying a hammock, I think it is.
Oh.
He's talking about going down to Hammocks R Us.
Yeah.
No, you should go to Hammocks. Oh yeah, in the hammock district.
We also have stores like linens and things.
Linens and things. That's a good one.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
Even like just a greater example of that is dollar stores. Because that's like everything's a dollar. You know what I mean?
Except those dollar stores where everything is not a dollar.
Yeah.
You ever go into one of those by accident?
Yeah, and they're like $5, $12. You're like, wait, I got to pay you know, $5 for this trash can with Smurfs on it?
They were all dollars, my friends. Technically, all dollars.
Are dollars. Wow.
And the stuff, seriously, like, I'm betting these people had a time machine because it's, like, this stuff is from, like, the 1980s.
Dude, dollar stores scare the shit out of me, actually. But I should have put that ones... in our greatest fears episode.
I like the ones that sell frozen food.
Mm.
Oh.
You ever been one of those?
Yeah, they're not even refrigerated.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just sitting on the shelf.
I've been in.
Just a bag of wet peas.
just thawed chicken.
Everything says sell by 25 minutes.
March 5th, 1983.
Sell by now.
Right now.
What about Lenin's and things, you guys? That Russian store?
Well, there's Boskov's, which just sounds like it's just a harbinger for fucking communism.
Or Brian Bosworth.
What?
Did you say Boskov's?
Boskov's.
Oh, I thought you said Boskov's.
No.
Wasn't that like a Russian chocolate syrup?
It's... that's good.
And we all know in Lenin's and things, they only sell red curtains.
Made out of steel.
Remember that bit? That never got released, you guys?
Remember?
It was a lot better then. We can find that.
Oh, shit.
Put it on the beginning of this in a much funnier form.
Yeah. Whatever happened to journalists?
Yeah.
Now everybody's got a fucking blog.
Mm-hmm. Even like, I have one now, you guys.
You do?
Coming for you, Art.
HV.
DrinkHV.com, bitches.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, Mike, you didn't sign up for the newsletter?
I did not. Should I have?
And you call yourself a master of none?
What was that? Did you just channel Adam West for a second?
Yeah. What's this?
What's this?
No newsletter? Will Mike eventually get the news? Lindsay Lohan.
He's joined Tumblr? There is no journalist anymore, especially investigative journalists. Like, nobody, like, goes... You rarely read something or see something that you're just like, ah, wow, I bet a guy really took a long time thinking about this story and checking the facts. What are those anymore?
Oh, dude, Twitter. I just pitched an article to my local newspaper. I wanted to write it.
Did you?
Yeah, and then I think they just took my idea and they're like, yeah, we're already working on that.
What was it?
No, they would never do that.
No, a newspaper?
Newspaper!
Desperate
gets
for
results.
Anything?
Yeah.
Newsies gets results.
Now there's all the drive-ins are going to be closing. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
All of them?
What's Pretty this? Much.
And a lot of mom and pop theaters too, because this is the last year that they're actually going to be like sending out films like of the movies.
Really?
And they're going to be doing everything all digitally. This is like by the end of the year.
For real?
It's yeah. And if you want to keep showing movies, you got to have a digital projector. And these digital projectors for like a drive-in, because they have to blow up the screen so huge, are like $80,000. And yeah, most of these drive-ins also have like two screens or three screens. So
tell Flux to run back and drop a bomb on it.
Yeah. I don't know if they're selling enough hot dogs and popcorn to be able to swing $150,000.
I did see a journalist write about Save the Drive-In Theater.
What about those movie theaters that, you know, show just old movies as a goof?
Well, they'll probably be all right. That's probably what's going to happen to the drive-ins.
Oh,
I bet
phew,
just
thank God.
Do, like, classic movie nights. Whew.
Yeah.
Which is okay by me.
Oh, that's totally fine. Some movies you would rather see at a drive-in.
True, but I mean, I certainly enjoy having one 5 minutes from my house and paying $9, and you get to see two movies.
Where, in Warwick?
No, in Fair Oaks.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
it's literally 5 minutes from my house, but you get to bring in your beer, you get to hang out, put your chairs out.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but it's freaking sad.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
But yeah, it's interesting that you had this idea about this story and this guy just went ahead and stole it pretty much from you, probably. Yeah.
Well, did you have a promo fact sheet?
Like, I spoke to an entertainment guy. He knew all about it. He said he's already working on it. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
They don't even try anymore, I don't think. It's just like, who can get the most Twitter followers?
It's probably why, because that shit just happens. Like somebody comes along with an idea and either like someone's already pretends they're working on it or somebody Twittered about it before they could even get to it. So there's really no point.
Let me just tell you this. I don't know if you guys, there was a show, I think Michelle Beadle, who used to be on like ESPN now, like I think works for NBC or Fox or whatever, a new sports show that's out there. And she was interviewing a couple people from Deadspin and another blog. I forgot what it was. And they were talking about how bloggers had become the new reporters. And the funny thing was, is they were talking about how they get all their stories from other blogs who are lesser known, and they give them credit, but they're still like, yeah, you know, this person had a ridiculously, you know, cool story. No one really knew about it.
Link baiting. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where, like, somebody out there has to be coming up with the content somehow, right?
Right.
Because everyone's just linking and stealing other people's shit.
Let's just look at this for a second. NBC, like a sports show, was talking to bloggers about like where they get their information from. So that's pretty much why journalism is done.
Yeah, and they said other blogs.
It's like a Matryoshka doll. It's like one of those dolls you just keep opening up and get smaller and smaller.
Yeah, the Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah.
Which are also available at Lennon's and things.
Nice. Only on the holidays.
Wow.
Nesting dolls right next to steel curtain section. That's all they have. Those are the two items. And vodka. They have a vast, vast vodka selection.
Potatoes. It's like if you see the display for those nesting dolls, they just have the whole line of the dolls out just waiting for bread. History joke.
But yeah, you're right. As you're right as far as it's a large news organization interviewing a smaller news organization about how they steal stories from even smaller news organizations.
Who basically just reprint press releases anyway.
Right.
What's this?
What's this? So there you go. There's mine.
All right. Europe. Whatever happened in Diggable Planets?
Oh, I remember them. What was their big song?
Bitty Bitty Bop.
No, that was Us Three.
That was Us Three.
Oh. It was Us Three? Really?
Yeah.
Cantaloupe.
You made that song?
I'm cool like that.
Yeah. That was Diggable Planets. Right.
What happened to them? I'm waiting for a comeback. I miss them.
Were they one of those groups that won like the best new artist award at the Emmys or the Grammys, I should say, and then like, just disappeared like every other band?
Oh, yeah. Remember those? That was like a big curse going around for a couple of years.
Like Joe Public, right? You got to live and learn.
Diggable Planets.
Them?
You got to live. Tony Tone? What happened to them?
He's done it again. It feels good. Yeah.
What happened to Color Me Bad?
Color Me Bad?
They wanted to sex everybody up.
TikTok, hey, you don't stop.
You hear that NSYNC reunited?
Oh, thankfully.
You hear about that?
Someone's
just
reading
for,
my
like,
journal.
One night only or whatever the fuck.
Did they?
Yeah. Justin Timberlake got an award or something, and they reunited on stage.
The other four guys were just happened to be in the audience. The other four guys were panhandling in the alley. Like, hey, we know that guy.
They were in the NSYNC cover band down the street. Just
that looks
happened
like
to be
Joey
members
Fatone.
Of NSYNC. Yeah, it looks like.
Thank you.
Still sinking.
Simpson points.
Sinking fast.
Now they're called NSYNC. Oh, there's just the four of them without Justin. NSYNC. Art, can you please Photoshop that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What do you want on there? Tell me, what's your vision?
Just get on that, Art.
Just sad faces.
The
of
term NSYNC, yeah. No, it's just the four of them.
Yeah.
It's like,
actually, I really got to.
Isn't there one where it's like there's like five of them on the cover? Like, oh, they're no strings attached.
Oh, come on! Spoiler alert.
Just I was gonna say like this. four of them in a lifeboat in the middle of the ocean.
With Billy Ocean?
No.
That's what I thought you said.
NSYNC.
They're great. On the battleship.
You put them on the Titanic, just the four of them.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
All right.
Your
right.
next one is whatever happened to wearing stopwatches as fashion?
I have one like that. I have one like that. The
shark watch?
No. Calculator watch.
Oh, I had one of those.
Oh.
I had a shark watch.
You had a shark watch.
Hell yeah.
You ever get Blue shark one. Attacked?
Did what?
Did you hear about that when you get shark attacked?
No, what's that?
When somebody would come up and press all four of your buttons at once and reset your phone?
Oh.
Or your watch?
Your phone. My Dick Tracy.
Look at me.
And no, I didn't know that. That was a thing.
Calling Jay. Come to our tree fort. We got porno.
We got flat top here.
Yeah, I had one of those too. I had a shark watch that had the.
No, but I'm talking about a stopwatch.
I'm talking about practice. Remember,
right,
an,
Art?
An actual stopwatch?
We used to wear stopwatches around your neck.
Yep.
What?
Right? Yeah, you missed this? How did Art was down with this in Canada? Probably because it was a New York City street thing. And Art was the blackest kid in New Hampshire, Canada.
Was this like the white version of Flavor Flav?
It was like the white person's answer to like those Africa necklaces. Remember, it was like a circle thing with a picture of Africa in it?
Yeah. It was that?
It was sort of like that.
Stopwatches?
The white people are like, ours is practical.
Stopwatches?
How did I miss this?
I don't know.
When was this?
Your eyebrows got in the way.
Maybe. What was the what when was this about? Like
about circa 1993?
Really?
No.
Oh, wait.
This was definitely 80s.
It was an 80s thing?
Well, in New Hampshire, well, Canada was 1983. 1993.
Yeah, you guys are a little behind.
Yeah.
93? Yeah, you are.
I don't know. Yeah, that was a weird thing that went on. At least where I lived.
We had did you do slap bracelets? That was something that was like in for like a day.
That's so Jersey.
Remember that?
It's so Raven.
Yep.
That's so Raven.
Yeah, I think I was probably a little too old for that. Also a little too having a penis for that.
Uh-oh, penis.
Man, no, you'd be good with your stopwatch around your neck. Because that's just manly.
I would measure all the girls how fast they could slap their slap bracelets on. Time them.
Go, go. Slap-offs. Stop, go. What a bunch of fags with stopwatches around your neck.
You're wearing slap bracelets. Are you kidding me?
What are you doing?
At least my shit's digital.
But what are you doing with a fucking stopwatch?
I say your thing was diggable.
What are you doing? You're
cool like that. You can count time like that. You can stop
time
like
diggable
that.
Planets, that was when diggable planets broke apart.
I guess. Holy shit. I've never heard of that. That's a weird one. Whatever happened to time period themed restaurants?
What, medieval times?
Well, yeah, there's that one, but there's also like there's a lot of 50s. There's like a lot of 50s diners and stuff, but they never went past the 50s. Like you never seen any 60s
the Great
diners.
Depression,
or,
like they don't serve anything.
Yeah, like the 20s diner.
Yeah.
You gotta pay in rations. See?
Yeah, you have never had a you've never had a 38 diner, like 1938.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
But like you know, Back to the Future 2 promised. Back to the Future 2 promised us some 80s themed diners or you know places like that. I would love to see that. I haven't even seen that yet.
Well, Chicago has a McDonald's that are set in the 1950s. There's a fun fact for you.
The 50s. Yeah, 50s though. Anything past that? Nothing?
What would you serve in an 80s diner?
Velveeta.
The AIDS burger.
C-3PO's.
Oh, my God.
No, obviously, you make, like, you know, you make 80s-themed, you know, menu options, you know? Like, you call something, like, the fucking fall of the Berlin Wall. It's like the fall of the Berlin Wall, and it's just a really big, like, bloomin' onion.
Yeah, because that totally makes sense. It's poached dolphin.
There you go.
Just something. I never see any of that shit. All you see is
Alf burrito.
A what?
The Alf burrito.
It's full of cats.
Yep.
Cattails. You either took a shit or you're doing a Alf.
Oh, you could serve DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Yeah.
You could.
Roasted DuckTales.
You don't see any time period theme restaurants anymore. I've seen 50s. Actually, there's a Burger King around here that's 50s themed.
No, we're talking about not 80s, not 50s, man.
No, but I'm saying that's it.
Yeah, no, I already mentioned the Chicago. I think we got past that.
All right.
Holograms. Whatever happened to them? Not Gem and the Holograms, but just holograms in general.
The Holograms formed that side project when Digital Diggable Planets broke up. It's Hologram Planet.
The Holograms. I think the Holograms are actually all dating NSYNC right now.
I'm seen like that. I'm seen like that.
Yeah, like remember Holograms, well, holograms just come with huge, like man, baseball cards and shit?
Yeah. Like the Upper Deck logo.
You said the Tupac hologram just rocked out last year, right?
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
You had to bring up Tupac, didn't you?
You think you, of all people, would know that holograms are back in.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm talking about like the stickers and like the different things that you kind of just put on your
it's
bike.
Like holograms being used as security on everything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, remember that?
Yeah, Upper Deck. Yeah, baseball cards. That was a good one. They're like, oh, these are $4 a pack, kids, because there's a hologram on them.
Right.
Like, what? The tops are $1.
Right. Or you would get the holograms in the deck. Like you would get like full card. I have a hologram card of a Dilophosaurus from the Jurassic Park cards.
I thought you were gonna say Spider-Man.
Now
I have one. If you want one,
say from the Golden State Warriors.
I got a holographic, fucking Chris Mullen card.
He went to my high school.
Did he? Did he? He went to your high school?
Yeah, he really did. Yep.
Nah, Brooklyn boy. You can't really use him for anything anymore. What's kind of replaced holograms, though?
Tupac.
Holodex.
Tupac.
Sleepy Hollows. I don't know.
Oh.
I just threw up.
I have a headache and it's hot in my basement.
And there's wolves chasing after you?
My daughter's still awake, 11 o'clock at night. That's my excuse.
There you go. All right, you're up.
Should we read some off Facebook? We got a bunch of...
yeah, Facebook helped us out after that one.
Yeah. Let's go to the Life Preserver.
Hey, Justin, what's up?
Greg Mache says, gratitude. Whatever happened to gratitude? People being thankful for stuff.
Good point.
Jordan Romano says, Paula Cole. She actually just put out an album. A friend of mine was working it last year. He's like, hey, you guys want to interview Paula Cole? I'm like, no. Why would I want to do that? Although he did hook us up with Mike Doty. So.
Oh, okay.
Those are weird people to be working with. Paula Cole and Mike Doty of Soul Coffin. Yeah.
Iggy Pop's weird. Coming next.
Yeah. Yo-Yo Ma, he also represents.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Our old pal Gary Rosen, formerly of Blue Point, says, whatever happened to my goddamn Justin Guarini CD?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You skipped meals sometimes.
He should start a band with Brian Dunkelman, the other American Idol second place loser.
There you go. No, he was his co-host.
Oh, but he lost, though.
Yeah, well, he lost. Where is he now?
Oh, true.
Right?
He's wearing stopwatches around his neck.
While he's hanging from a tree from it.
He was the other guy who won and then lost. Shannon Provost says, the kid that was on that show in the 80s. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing that thing now. Those guys. That show.
Andrew Watt says, Gina Davis. She does archery now, right?
Yep, you can see her in Arrow.
She was like trying to be in the Olympics for archery.
Really?
Yeah, you know this?
No.
I know way too much about stupid things.
You know way too much about archery. You would know more about archery than I do. That's terrible.
I know. You do archery. Jeff Walker says Andrew McCarthy. He's actually going to be at New York Comic Con this year.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sweet.
So I guess appropriate to be on this list. Tim Saliani says Alex Winter from Bill and Ted. He was Bill.
Yeah.
He just directed the Napster documentary.
Did he?
Yeah, he's a director now. Yep.
Look at you, fun fact Jay.
Dude, I know it all. Noel Sedeke says the rest of my beer. I drank that. Justin Von Yu says herpes. I think that's still out there, man.
Yeah.
I had AIDS as one of mine.
You have Valtrex.
Nice.
You had AIDS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had it, but yeah, I don't have it anymore. That's the thing. Whatever happened to it.
Weird.
You inject money into it?
Yeah. Magic Johnson, your best friend?
Yeah. Like, nobody gets AIDS anymore.
No.
Because everybody's gay now. I think it's just like AIDS just gave up. It's like, oh, everybody's gay. This is fucking lame. Fuck this.
Fuck this. I'm going to try to bird flu. See if that works.
It's cool to be gay now. So it's like AIDS is yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Just everybody has it. It's like, that's probably why we don't hear about it. Because everyone's got it.
Right. One of the two. Either AIDS or cancer will kill all of us.
Totally.
Everybody knows that. You're sleep well.
I don't think AIDS is killing anybody anymore. That's the thing. I think it's just cancer.
Huh. Yeah. Damn it.
Sorry, AIDS. Move over, AIDS.
That'd be a great... It's like, when I see that, it's like a Time headline. Time cover. Move over, AIDS. It's just like a picture of a bottle.
It's like a close-up of a bacteria. It looks like he's nudging another bacteria out of the way.
Two big hands thrusting forward, shoving a paramecium out of the way.
Nice. You know, we made it big when paramecium enters the podcast.
The conversation, yeah.
Yeah, haven't heard that word.
I'm throwing around.
Stacy Elizabeth says the first joke we ever did, the first time we did one of these, like six years ago.
Yes.
Predictability.
Yep.
Full House. First joke we ever did. Call Justin Von Yu also says Easy Fold. I don't even know what that is.
That was Cousin Jay's stuff.
That was Cousin Jay's old band.
Oh, okay. Inside joke.
Yeah.
Chris Morrow says 10-10-220. Was that like the CALLATT? Was that one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Dial down the center.
Yep. Oh, they had
1-800-CALLATT.
Those collect.
Yeah, 1-800-COLLECT.
1-800-COLLECT. Oh, my gosh.
that. We have to find a goddamn filthy payphone.
Ugh. And they remember finding ways how to beat those things. You ever do that? You ever like life hack? You ever life hack the payphone?
No. I didn't do that. That was lifehacker.com.
Yeah, we used to do this thing. I don't know if you can still do it, where you can make a payphone ring.
Oh yeah.
You know how to do that, Art?
Yep.
I remember you could dial your own number at your house and then hang up real quick and it would ring.
Yeah, you go up, down, up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, A, B, and it happens.
Right. Then you get 30 lives, too.
Mm-hmm.
You get 30 phones.
We would do that all the time where we would act like we're on a payphone and really we were making it ring itself. So and then we would hang up and just kind of walk away and let a payphone ring for hours.
Why?
Just to annoy people because we were assholes.
All right.
Yeah.
A couple more. Jerry Kane says Roseanne Barr. She has like a macadamia nut farm in Hawaii.
Yeah, and I think she was on
like a short-lived reality show about it.
She was on the last couple of episodes of The Office too.
Yeah, that's true. Rob says Soleil Moonfry. She pops up at things here and there.
Well,
yeah.
She does, boob.
Hey, boobs do. Boobs. Yep.
Sure. Your boobs. Pal Irish Ed says racist jokes.
Well, me and him should hang out more often.
Well, didn't you? Too busy going to Supermax.
And then Rob gave us like 5,000 more of them.
He did. He's a couple of good ones.
Bush, full on Bush.
Full on Bush. Yeah. A lot of shaving going on, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
More of a fan of that than full on Bush.
Yeah, Bush is overrated.
It's a scary adventure you're going to go through.
Remember when I was like
face first?
It was like high. You know? It would like come out.
Yeah.
There'd be like a couple inches worth.
Don't go into the tall grass.
Shoot her.
And popcorn from a movie you saw last summer.
Oh. It's like its own little time capsule.
Yeah. You're like, oh, look at this newspaper. Dooman beats Truman. Or Dooman beats Truman.
Dooman beats Truman. More like Boomin.
Oh my god, I'm delirious.
That was fucking great.
President Dooman.
Oh, I suck.
It was awesome. Oh.
Dooman beats Truman. Shit. Who could forget that time?
That holy brief shit. Time period where everybody's last name rhymed.
Holy shit.
It's fucking funny.
All right. Where were we? Let's who's up?
I am.
Mike.
Jobs that are exclusively for hot women.
Like secretaries?
Yeah. And like flight attendants. Yeah. And you know, all those. All those. That just then now they have to have
equal opportunity.
But yeah, like you can't like you know, even fucking Hooters waitresses, they're terrible. They're awful at this point. It's really not a good thing anymore. Just ruined.
Yeah. There's no justice anymore.
No,
there's no justice, there's just us.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. No hot women jobs anymore. That really sucks. I hate that.
Yeah. Art.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Hold on. Etch-a-sketch. Whatever happened to that mug, though?
Ooh, an Etch-a-sketch. Remember,
It's still around.
It's still around?
Sure.
At Babbage's?
At Fluff and Such?
Etch-a-sketch?
What's it? Is it Fluff and Such or Fluff and Stuff? What
Fluff and Stuff.
Fluff and Such better. I would go to their lower competitor, Fluff and Such. Did you ever have an animated one, the electronic Etch-a-Sketch?
What?
Yeah, you never saw that?
Electronic Etch-a-Sketch. That defeats the entire purpose.
Yeah, it was electronic Etch-a-Sketch. It would draw little pixels.
Pixels.
And then you could animate it. And it was like a terrible like stop-motion animation.
No.
Yeah. Look it up.
Look it
Electronic
up.
Etch-A-Sketch. Pretty badass. I had one.
All right. My next one is what happened to charity all-star songs?
Oh, like We Are the World and stuff?
Yeah. Like We Are the World. They know it's Christmas. That was about it. I guess all the poor people got helped back in the 90s and 80s.
Everybody's cured. We're good.
Everyone's good.
See ya.
We're all good.
Thanks, guys.
Vote for summer.
I can't even name another one. Can you?
I know they tried one like maybe like 5-10 years ago, and it just bombed.
Wasn't it like a We Are the World like updated version?
Yeah.
Like part deux, where they had like more current people singing.
Hang on, I have it. It's in my like DJ archives here.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, let me see if I can bring
hold
it up.
Hold down.
I think it's the one song in the artist folder called Various. I might have deleted it, actually. Hang on. Various. It's called... No, that's the Jock Jam, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Nice. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, I think it was in there and I deleted it. Sorry, everybody, to disappoint you.
I wanna know what the hell that song is. Find it. Need a link. Yeah, but I can't think of anything else. I didn't know any other ones that
wasn't there
homeless or
whatever.
There's
no like, see, like that they benefits are in vogue. Everyone's doing the benefits, but no more like
talking about the magazine.
Yeah,
friends with,
but no more like combo songs.
Oh, yeah. Collabos, yeah.
Collabos, it's always somebody featuring somebody else.
Yeah, like was there a 9/11 song? There had to have been, right? Or was there a Hurricane Sandy song?
No.
All right.
No,
Sandy, you came.
Sandy.
And I put you away, oh, Sandy.
And you think now more than ever it would be even easier to do these kind of songs because you just do it all digitally. You just send tracks back and forth.
Right.
Like the old days where you actually had to get like every mega superstar singer in the room together.
You could totally have like a dubstep Hurricane Sandy song.
Totally.
Sandy. Sandy,
pretty good. I thought I was at a Skrillex concert.
There you go, dude.
Playing Minesweeper. You just take the Minesweeper like sound effects, make a dubstep song out of it, or Minecraft, whatever those kids play in the treehouse.
With their tang.
Fun back.
Speaking of which, whatever happened to the space program?
Dude, they just released a picture of like the next astronaut candidates. Did you see that?
No.
It's like 8 kids, 4 girls, 4 boys, 1 token black person, and that's it. It looked like a nerd club like yearbook photo. It's fucking hilarious.
No way.
Then I was like, astronauts? Like what astronauts? We don't have any sort of spaceship to send astronauts to space anymore. Like there's no more space program.
We have the bum rides.
A need for astronauts.
We bum rides to space.
Yeah.
Astronauts holding signs that say "To Moon or Bust," holding out their thumbs.
To Moon or Challenger.
Bunch of losers.
Speaking of hitchhiking, I saw a Hasidic Jew hitchhiking. Wow. I've literally seen it all now.
He's a murderer. He's gonna just kill you immediately. That is a murdering Hasidic Jew.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, is that even allowed?
I saw a black Hasidic Jew once.
No way.
That was like a great white buffalo.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was in a quick check. It was even modern.
Sure you weren't watching a Mel Brooks film.
Pretty positive.
Sounds like something that would be in there. Reverend Tyrone Shlomo. Reverend
Fucking. But it's got like a hip-hop beat. Like.
Hava Nagila.
Remix.
My next one is, whatever happened to Trapper Keepers?
Ooh. Trapping them, keeping them shit. Yeah.
Speaking of school supplies.
I think they were replaced by like the iPad case.
Yeah, right. The kids even have to bring in folders anymore.
Yeah.
Or binders, loose leaf binders. What kind of archaic horseshit was that?
Right?
It's ridiculous.
3 ring binders.
What am I, a librarian? Like inserting pages into here and there and dividers and Dewey Decimal Systems.
Do you remember that one asshole that would hand in his report and wouldn't cut the fringe off of the loose leaf notebook?
That was me.
Remember that? That was you? Was that one asshole like, here, teach, you put it together.
Or like the, when you had like the clear little covers and you had the little plastic thing that would hold everything in place.
Oh, yeah. Little
They're called placies.
Are they?
But you guys, what about the little sticky circles that you could use to fix the loose leaf paper in case you ripped it out of your binder?
Oh my
the
god.
Reinforcements.
I want to know how much money that guy made that made that and invented that shit. I want to know how much fucking money he made now. Get on it, crack staff of the Facebook team.
That was always a great feeling, though, ripping a page out of a binder.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
like, yo, let me get a piece of paper. You just be like,
do you remember when you that like you get the ones with the pre-perforated edges, so you get clean pieces when you would rip it off?
Yeah, that was just the notebook.
Pieces?
Yeah,
for a notebook. But you would have the one with it had a little fold in the middle or the end or whatever, and you'd feel like such a fucking badass when you got one complete.
Yeah, without ripping it.
Without ripping it.
They would always rip.
Always.
Never get a perfect tear.
Nope. It's the elusive perfect tear.
That was like. It's like when you take a dump and you go to wipe and there's nothing there.
Yep.
It's like that.
Great white buffalo.
Yep.
Black seed.
The white whale.
Art?
Yes.
Brown whale.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
What about Jax? Not the Mortal Kombat character, but Jax. The ball in the Jax game.
The game?
Yeah.
Jax? Kids don't really play Jax anymore. We didn't play Jax. I didn't play Jax.
Kids have a Jax app.
Right.
This is a Jax app.
Did you ever play Jax or Tiddlywinks? Any of those fucking games?
I play those at the 20s diner. I have them on the table. They have those in those little triangle games with the pegs in them.
Yeah.
Play some Jax while you're waiting for your crust of stale bread.
Think of pleasant times. I never played any of that. Hopscotch. I don't know if your schools had like drawn in, painted in hopscotch things on the playground, like elementary schools.
Yeah, no.
I never saw anybody play those.
Yeah, right. Now they got like 5,000 games painted on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We didn't have shit. We had like a wall to throw a ball against.
Yep, a wall with a line across the middle
suicide.
Of it.
Suicide. You guys play Suicide? Whatever happened to that game?
Yeah. Fucking love that game.
You know what that is, Art?
Was that like 21? No, are we talking about football or basketball?
No, it's neither. This is like blue ball and concrete wall.
Racquetball.
And a bunch of kids.
We didn't have concrete walls in Canada.
You didn't have walls?
No.
All your walls are made of ice.
Yes.
Yep. Fucking John Snow on top of it.
This is a game where you play, you know, just a regular blue racquetball and a, you know, concrete wall like a handball court. And any number of kids, usually the more dangerous. Basically, you throw the ball, and if you catch it on the fly, like that somebody else threw it, they have to run to the wall and touch the wall before you peg them with the ball.
We played it differently.
Also called asses up.
Butts up, asses up, yeah.
But
it's
also,
up, seven up.
Also you could throw it. Also, you could throw it, and if it bounces, and then somebody goes to catch it, and they don't catch it, they drop it, or it hits them, then they also have to run to the wall.
I was a Husky kid, so I probably would have lost that game.
You got to peg them. But then here's the fun part. If you get hit, if you got suicide or ass or whatever it was, like how many letters you got, kind of like horse, you had to go lean, put your arms up on the wall, and everybody got to throw the fucking whip the ball at your ass.
As hard as they could.
As hard as they could.
And then you get the one fucking kid that'd be like, come on, don't throw it hard. Don't fucking throw it hard. And they like learn around, turn around and like try to look at you and like, dude, turn around. You're not supposed to look at us. You're like, basically, dude, you turn around one more time, it's going to be nuts up, all right?
Yeah. You just put your head down and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And hope they miss.
Yeah.
You get the one asshole kid who would just run right up to you and do it instead of like, you know, 10 feet back or whatever.
Dude.
Just run right up to you and whale you.
I have no idea why we were so fucking scared. Out of 10 of us, 9 couldn't hit the fucking person. Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Totally. That was a fun game, though. That was a lot of anxiety though, on the playground.
Do me a favor and go in the Dropbox right now.
It was Russian roulette for 8-year-olds.
That was like the Brooklyn version of dodgeball. We didn't really play dodgeball. We played that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We played that all the time. Loved it. That's great, dude. Art made a fucking NSYNC picture. That's pretty good, dude.
Thanks.
While we're doing the show. Like, that's how efficient he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Super Bowl art. Fucking tell them to make something, it's done within 5 minutes.
Boom. Super Bowl art with Kung Fu grip.
Super Bowl art. Absolutely. With Kung Fu Super Bowl tickets. Crown Royal grip.
Whatever happened to the Snorks?
Yeah.
Smurfs are making it back, you know, with Neil Armstrong or whatever.
Neil Armstrong Harris.
Yeah.
First gay man on the moon.
Neil Patrick Harris. But yeah, what happened to the Snorks, man?
I think if the Smurfs 2 movie goes over, then maybe a Snorks movie in development.
Nice.
They were like the GoBots of fucking Smurfs.
Totally.
Totally.
That's an SAT question right there. Transformers is to GoBots as Smurfs is to.
Dude, I'm totally using that for trivia this week.
Yeah, do it.
You're welcome.
You do like the pop culture SATs.
Nice.
I like it.
If Gargamel is on train A.
And Asriel is on train B.
What did happen to the Snorks? Anybody know?
That's why I'm asking.
Were they also like Iskin? Like a Dutch
Iskin?
like a Dutch story or something? Wasn't the Smurfs like a German?
I think yeah, Peo, Belgium.
Belgium, that's it. Right now.
Yeah, I think he was also responsible for this.
IKEA
Snorks. I think it was like a cash in move.
Oh, was it?
Probably. I think the networks are like, listen, Mr. Belgi, we need another fucking hit here. What else you got?
Waffles.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know what the Snorks were? I think the Snorks were just Smurfs without their hats. They took a Smurf hat on. That's why those hats were shaped that way.
Oh, mind blown. Inception horn, where are you at?
Dude, that is fucking brilliant right there. Theory. Maybe they're not as evolved. Maybe they're like the prehistoric Smurfs. Like they're not evolved. They have
Smurfs.
Yeah, like they haven't come to land yet. They're still in the water. You know, that snork could evolve into a Smurf's hat or whatever the fuck.
We're pretty heavy, Ogre.
We're blowing minds over here. This is old-fashioned freak out going on. Woo!
What's your last one, Mike?
My last one was having a hobby.
Yeah, right.
Nobody has a hobby anymore. Everybody has to be a fucking, like a fucking genius about shit. They have to be, like, fanatics about everything. You can't, like... Oh, I just like doing this. Yeah, I do it occasionally, whatever. It has to be like, no, this is what I got to get so into it. Like fucking golf.
Like you and podcasting.
Yeah, exactly.
Did your wife write this one? She did, right?
No. Yes. No.
She wears the Muggsy Bogue jersey in the house. Or Del Curry.
That was my last one.
Nice. Yeah. People can't just be casual, like casually into something. It's all or nothing.
It's all or
nothing. I've always been like that, though.
Have you?
Yeah. I can't like just do something a little bit. Like, I'm surprised I'm not an alcoholic, honestly. Like, I could easily, like the last 2 weeks, I was home alone, and I can easily see how if I was a single person, I would just literally drink every single day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Totally.
The Snorks, by the way, they're on Boomerang currently. That nice. Channel. You ever watch that channel? That channel is awesome.
Yeah, it's all like old school cartoons.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
They went out on the BBC in the late 90s and from 2009 to 2011. Weird.
Oh.
Hanna-Barbera actually produced them.
Oh, no kidding. So it was the Hanna-Barbera ripoff of the Smurfs.
Yeah. Yep.
Boom.
There it is.
Figured that one out. All right, Art, what's your last one?
Whatever happened to fisticuffs?
True. Nobody settles anything anymore, right?
Yeah.
Like old take it out like a man. Cuffs. You want to step outside?
Yeah.
I certainly do, sir.
What a good old fisticuff action going on.
That's you know what? That's one of the only things you can engage in.
Mm-hmm. I think the last time someone engaged in fisticuffs was when they were wearing dungarees.
Yes. you can't engage in a lot of things anymore.
Dungarees and no shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they hold up their fists, just the back of their fists, and
bare
make
knuckle.
A circular motion.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you see any bare knuckle boxing while you were in Ireland, Mike?
No.
No.
That shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, you surfed with the dolphins.
Thought you were there to do the local stuff.
Want to step in the ring? We'll fight you.
But what's great is then after you have fisticuffs, then you just shake hands, you make up, and you have fucking whiskey.
Yeah.
That's great about
laughing
it.
Laughing and singing songs.
You live to fight another day. Craig.
Stronger. Fisticuffs. But it is one of the only things you can engage in. I like that. You can engage in fisticuffs.
What about duels? Whatever happened to duels?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Fucking got a beef with somebody, you grab a couple guns, and that's it. Beef over.
Beef over. That's a t-shirt.
It's a good band name too. Beef dot 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 over.
Over.
It's Meatloaf's career.
Yeah. Wait.
That was the name of his last album.
Yeah. Beef over.
It's B-sides, beef. Well done.
This tombstone.
Wow. Well, that does it for another episode of Masters of None, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jay from Mike and Art. Beef over.
But I won't do that.
See ya. Bye.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it, think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.